To you, Namibia, and happy Independence Day, or happy 36 years to Namibia. Of course, this is Life Lessons on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. I am your host, Nafa Happy Juju, and you know, right about this time, every Saturday, from 1900 hours to 2100 hours, you are right in my company safely. Don't you worry about that. Of course, we're talking about a yet another interesting topic. And I think today we want to reflect on what's on ground, what's on the table, what everybody has been talking about. If perhaps we can, if we could do some statistics to just ask the Namibia Statistics Agency, how many messages probably were sent saying Happy Independence Day or post, if that is even possible. Now today, of course, we are celebrating Independence Day as Namibia turned 36 years of independence, right? You all are probably at home. Some of you probably cooked some rice, some potato salad. You did something, and that's applaudable. It's a good thing because, hey, it's worth celebrating Independence Day. And 36 years, I think it's a long time. Namibia is now officially come into the adulthood. I think when we turned 30, that's when we clocked 30, that's when we became an adult. Now I think Namibia is navigating its way. And I think at this point, it's in your adulthood. You reflect on the decisions you made, and as leaders, of course, out on the decisions you made, the impact and how you now need to groom yourself, and you need to move and navigate this world. Yeah, happy Independence Day to Namibia. And of course, I'm joined in studio by a lovely lady. Let me not disclose too many details, but I'm joined in studio by Victoria Hailemo. Victoria is a journalism and media technology student at the Victoria, welcome.
Thank you so much, happy, and I am really delighted and I'm really delighted to be here, and it's a lovely privilege.
Yeah.
To be here.
Sure.
As Happy said, I am Victoria Hailemo, a journalism student, and today we are going to enlighten on the Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Cool.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, Vicky. You're welcome. I don't want to get you off topic, but I'm already, you know, like excited. You know, when I told them you are a journalism and media technology student. Let's start with the, who is Vicky? Let's first, before we even get into celebrating independence and talking about independence from a youth perspective, because you are a youth yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's understand, who is Vicky? Where did she grow up? Is she a Namibian?
I said before, I am Vicky and I am a journalism student. So I'll tell you guys more about how I became a journalism student and how I am where I am today.
Yeah.
Cause this is something that I've always wanted to do since I was very little.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to do journalism since I was grade 6 or 7, but I'm not really sure. I've been wanting to do this ever since then. And I'm pretty sure whoever is listening that knows me, they know that, yes, Vicky has been wanting to do this and she's finally doing this. And they were even clapping for me when they heard that, I am going to be on radio because this is what I've been wanting to do. I grew up in a very small settlement called Aus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if a lot of people know about it, but it's a small settlement. It's known for its coldness. Yes, it's known for its coldness. I grew up there.
What's its name?
Aus.
Oh.
Aus, close to Ludrit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I went to the north. My high school years, I went to the north, and then I've been schooling there my whole high school. And then from there, I came to Windhoek, and it's where I'm currently doing my journalism and media technology course.
Mm-hmm.
And I am in Windhoek because of what I'm currently doing.
Did you always used to speak like that, Vicky?
Not really. But I just came to tell myself that since I want to do this and it's going to have to contribute to my course and what I want to do in the future, I would have to let myself do it more.
I mean your voice, the way
my
you
voice.
Speak.
Yes, it's how I've always been. People say I have a small voice. Is it small?
No, I think it's just okay. Not small, just, I don't even know how to describe
it. The tone, it's...
Yeah. Kind, calm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot of people usually compliment me about my voice and that's one of the compliments I always get, most especially when I meet someone for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, your voice.
You see?
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. You know what people say sometimes, like in the media fraternity? They would say, you have a radio voice. And at first you begin to ask yourself, what is a radio voice? Until now you start hearing other people like who are, you know, sort of like with inclined to this particular course of media.
Yeah, you know what they say? They say, whenever I tell them that, I want to do journalism, they'd be like, you fit for it. Okay. You really suit for it. Do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cause people have been telling me to do it. And just imagine, it has been a long time that I've always wanted to do this. And now I'm actually doing it.
Yeah.
And it's actually my first time being on air.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a privilege.
Oh,
I'm happy.
I'm glad to have you.
Yes. Thank you.
Cool. Okay. Now let's talk about what everyone is talking about today. The celebration of independence.
Yes.
We attained 36 years of independence. And we've had 5 presidents, right?
Yes.
We've had 5 presidents so far, and democracy, the peace really within the land of the brave. Let's talk about what it actually means for you before we even get into general, right? What does it mean for you, Namibia celebrating 36 years of independence as a youth?
As a youth.
Yeah.
Celebrating independence as a youth, this to me, it clearly means that this is an opportunity. it's an opportunity, it's a responsibility, and we are actually celebrating this independence because of people that actually fought for our that fought during the war to bring this independence. We are celebrating people who actually made it happen that we are enjoying free land today. We are celebrating the people who left their families behind to go out and fight for the independence. Yeah. Some of them might not even be here today celebrating this. And we just have to honor them. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is just a way of honoring them and remembering them. And this should also be a responsibility to the youth. We should strengthen this and just, we should strengthen this as Namibian people and as a youth. Yes, I feel that's the reason why we celebrate independence, just to honor the people that went out there and fought for our future. Mm-hmm. The people who are actually the reason why we have free education today as we are speaking.
Yes. And of course, that wasn't easy. And yeah, although we will get into some of the things that perhaps we wish can be done, even as we are at this particular stage now, I think let's get to the core level of how the government rolled out celebration this time around. And that being for the first time in, if as long as I could remember, you know, how the president directed, or let's say perhaps the presidency, right, directed that celebrations be done at regional level, as opposed to, you know, it's Independence Day, everybody let's go to Independence Stadium, and then what about those in the north, what about those in Kavango East or Kavango West region, what about those in Karas, perhaps do they have to travel to Namibia, and that'll be costly for them. And now it's just decentralized so that everybody can have a piece of the cake. What do you think about that?
Yes, that is lovely. And I wasn't expecting that, but when I saw that, I was like, wow, this is really beautiful. And whatever they did and whatever they came up with to bring that up, it's beautiful because it gave every Namibian, because not everyone had a chance to celebrate independence in that way. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, and even when I was watching on television today, a lot of people showed up because they showed like every part, like in every region, how it's being celebrated. And and a lot of people showed up, and I could just see that, yes, the people are really grateful, and it really shows that, when you spoke about decentralization, it really enlightens on that too. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. And then, you know, our president addressed the nation at midnight. And I was actually thinking about it. And she celebrated independence.
Yes, I saw that. It was lovely. Yeah. Oh, I saw that. It was really nice. A countdown, like an actual birthday countdown. Yeah. Like, wow, that was nice. That was really nice.
Imagine doing that for your family member. It's a whole big deal.
And I think that people should start taking this serious. They should start celebrating this as if they are celebrating their own birthdays, because this is, if it wasn't for those people who went out there, nobody would even have been celebrating birthdays today in Namibia. So yes, we should be thankful to that, and that should also show us that, yes, let's celebrate Namibia's birthday the same way we can celebrate our own birthdays. That was really lovely.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And then I was actually thinking about it in this angle, sort of to say, okay, so the president addressed everyone, right? Everyone through television, you know, live streaming and stuff like that. And then afterwards, they had lunch at the state house.
Okay.
And I was like, I think it really makes sense, you know, because so that then nobody feels like, oh, so the president decided to go to Kavango West and not stay with us in Commerce, and those in Erongo region don't feel like, oh, so the president decided to go to Oshana and not actually be with us. I think that was just wise, you know. For some reason, I think that was really wise. The fact that it was done this way, so we can include everybody. Let it be my choice that I don't show up at the stadium,
exactly.
And not because transport is very expensive, ridiculously expensive, that I can go, you know.
Yes,
I think that's something
that's really nice.
Yeah, But what did you guys do at home?
At home. Okay, so let me not say a lot about that because I was actually, you know, this is my first time on air and what's or not. We just decided to, because my family members were also trying to support me on this because this is my first time. Yes. Yeah. So they were like, no, let's just put it on television, and then they were there interviewing me there specially. Wow. And then asking me, like, they were just there. Yeah, they were just trying. And I also got to learn some, I got to learn a lot today, but we we were really excited. Wow. We didn't want to miss out on this lovely day. That's why we just started to display it on the television, and then celebrate together. Exactly.
And see how other people are
celebrating. Yes, let's see how they are doing the cultural dances and the lovely speeches. And
You're getting me excited. let's
I'm also excited.
Let's now talk about Namibia, the diversity of Namibia, like Namibia's culture, cultural diversity. Let's talk about that for now and then we move on to other things.
Okay.
About cultural differences, I really want to say thank you, right, to the Namibians. I really want to say that because I think we are very united, even though we have cultural differences, you know.
Yes.
I think we come in solidarity. When there's something that has happened to one of us, of course, I know, let's not get into the negative aspects now.
Yes,
I know Namibians, we like to criticize everything.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes that's something that is good and put up on social media. We often criticize.
Mm.
But otherwise, I feel like when something really happens, we come together collectively, you know, to address it.
Mm-hmm.
And also cultural differences, except a few people here and there who kind of want to bring division. But yeah, we don't need to mind those ones, you know, but really the whole cultural thing is quite beautiful that we accept each other that way.
Yes. And it was also so lovely how, cause I'm not sure, cause back in the days when I used to watch these events, it was mostly those, the elderly people that used to participate in this cultural stuff, the dances and what's on. But today I saw those little tiny ones also part of it. And I was like, wow, the children, like they were a lot of children taking part. And yeah, it was so lovely. The young ones, the youth, I just feel as if the youth was more engaged in the this independence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was, the youth was more engaged. And
and the beautiful thing is that Namibia's population is mostly made up of the youth.
Yes.
So it can only mean good things that they are, you know, incorporated in this, and that they themselves really take ownership of knowing that.
Yes, because there were a lot of small kids taking part in that, and I was like, yes, this is really lovely. Because back in those days, seriously, I just used to see the elderly ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Taking part in
taking part in those things. But now.
Yeah. I think back then the elderly ones understood what it means when we celebrate independence, you know.
Exactly.
That means they don't have to run anymore. We don't have to fight wars and stuff like that. And that's a beautiful thing, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. You know that, you know, the saying of Namibia is enemy to none and friends to all, you know, with our neighboring countries and stuff like that.
Yes,
that's something worth of really applauding, especially now talking about geopolitical tensions in the West and also in other African countries, you know, but then we really get to enjoy the peace.
Yes.
I think that
one is
underrated.
Yes, and we should strengthen that. We should enjoy the peace, and we should also strengthen that because, as we all know, that some countries are actually going through a lot, and we should be grateful that we are still celebrating this Independence Day until this day, and we should also pray that we still celebrate it again next year, because we never know what's gonna happen. We should strengthen this.
I've come to realize that until you travel out of your country and go to another place and get to stay there maybe for like a long time, you really begin to realize, that's when you really begin to realize that home is beautiful.
Yes.
And home is peaceful. Mm. And home is really, home will just remain home.
Yes.
I really love it here in the land of the brave. The peace and tranquility that we enjoy here,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's worth applauding, like you speak about it, yes. you know, in such a yes. manner. So yeah. It's a good thing that we are here in yes. the land of the brave.
Exactly. We're so lucky.
Yeah.
We are lucky.
Yeah. What yes. do you think, as we are known to be the land of the brave, would you say Namibians are brave? what do you think in just your...
Big one. Yes.
In your opinion?
Yes, I would say that we are brave.
Yeah.
We are brave. Yes, we are brave. But can I also ask a question, though?
Of course.
Can I ask a question? Maybe yeah. I'll come back to that one.
Okay, go.
Is Namibia indeed, like, fully independent?
Ooh, that's a beautiful one.
Yes.
I'm dealing with a whole journalism here. Journalist student. Journalist. you know yes. what? I don't... In my honest opinion,
yes,
Vicky,
yes.
I would say no.
Yes. Thank
I
you.
Say no. Complete, a big complete no.
Yes.
Until we have the freedom to exercise our faith and our religion to the extent that we desire to without interference from other people, I will not say Namibia is completely independent.
Yes.
I would never say that until we get to that point where yes, everybody yes. has been given the freedom to exercise their rights. You
yes,
understand?
Yes.
And their rights, I'm referring to rights that are not infringing on other people, but it's their rights. You understand?
Mm.
So until that actually happens, we still have people that are pushed in the corner by people who are in leadership, for instance, because they have the power. And we have people running around trying to seek for help, trying to seek for solutions, but it's not granted to them, however mm-hmm. how many doors they knock
yes.
on. And so, and I'm one of those people.
Oh.
I'm one of those people who has been pursuing to finish my course, for that matter.
Mm.
And it's a right that I was denied, you understand?
Oh.
Yeah, having only one module to graduate, all because I don't wear trousers. So yeah, mm. all because I don't wear trousers.
Oh,
so
oh, oh, okay.
That on its own, that practically being out there, the fact that I could not finish my paramedic course because I don't want to wear a trouser for my one last module, I refuse to say we are completely independent.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think?
So I would say that please, under correction.
Yeah.
I would say that we might be politically independent.
Ooh, okay.
But not economically.
Hmm.
Yes, because... as we all know, unemployment in Namibia is it really is disturbing.
Yeah.
Unemployment in Namibia is this. Politically, we are good.
We're stable. Say,
yes,
sort of
we are stable. We yeah. are stable, but economically,
we're not.
Nah.
That right there is a statement that is coming from a true journalist.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes, and I would like people to engage more in that.
Yeah?
Yes.
Which is so true, you understand?
Yes.
Which is so true because economically, if we are having all these inequalities, we still have a lot of people who are struggling, who survive on the bare minimum in their homes, people who are educated mm. and have the qualifications but can't find the jobs. If we still have a lot of people showing up for maybe 3 posts that we advertise in the government, and we get a lot of people who are mm. qualified mm. to take up those positions, and they're showing up in huge amounts of numbers. I mean, Vicky, just open a restaurant right now.
Yes.
And say you are looking for 10 waitresses.
Yes.
And put it out there. You see a lot of people that are actually going to come in.
Yes.
That shows that we have a lot to deal with when
exactly.
it comes to really getting ourselves economic. Can I say perhaps independent economically?
Yes. Yes, please. Before, let's engage more on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
For
please.
Real, for real. No, it's necessary that such discussions are held, right?
Yes.
Perhaps maybe then those.
Because you know there are some people that are like independence every year, but yeah, there's yeah. no change.
True.
You see, there are some people that are, and people are really complaining about that. Yes. Economical. We also want economic independence.
Thank you.
In our lovely country.
Exactly. Yes. And guess what? There are some people who feel like, I'm not going to celebrate independence for as long as...
Exactly.
Yeah. For as long as I'm still struggling with this and this and that. There are some people who feel like, no. And there are also some people who feel like, maybe the money that was used for celebration, maybe could have been given to, each household, which I concur with.
Mm.
I also feel like, yeah, it's nice to eat perhaps some salad and a piece of meat.
Yes.
But I think it would have been nice if to see each household take $500, go buy yourself macaroni, potatoes and what and make it home.
I'm pretty sure that the money that was
spent,
it's a lot of money. Like, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's something that people will just have to complain about, because we already know how we are as Namibians. People complain.
But sometimes their complaints are justified, you know? Let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. We have a scheduled commercial break coming up. And when we return, we'll talk about whether we should continue to celebrate Independence Day in the manner that we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back shortly. Stay tuned.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendike nawa nukumona oijewe.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers, and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences, or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
Care that helps you care for others. That's the basic mental health first aid course, free for NHP members. You'll learn how to spot early signs of mental or emotional distress in friends, family, or colleagues, and how to guide them to the right support before small struggles become bigger problems. Learn more and register for free at nhp.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Mwana paleka ekufombinga loela landulako pamwe no Parates. De tolundulukile komkalo elongifolo prepaid go sim. Tofutu kohulo enyala ke dole fela dike. Moka sim keshe omwa kwate roshalishe gigabyte omlongo nanano. Ovo unana tango mito yoku recharge no kulimone na owawe data konda doiwaya tuwa pomo doropa. Toshi ninge fimbo keshe olove wapumbwa. Ila ulimone no ka Parates go sim koe. Mendi kikeshe ololi lipo pepinave. E mango no malandula fano odo dino kulandurwa. Power yone. Next chat, stream, call with Parates.
Always, always prepare.
Rudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%.
important is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Prosperity, one Namibia, one nation. Thank you, Safishuna. Semasa Nuyoma. Thank you, Tetengi Fike. Kunye Pohamba. And now we
we are back, like we say, yes. Happy Independence Day in Namibia. I'm joined in studio by Vicky. Vicky, thank you for gracing us with your presence on this
Always. Yeah? It's a privilege.
Yeah.
Lovely privilege.
I do hear you. Now, let's talk about the fact that we've been celebrating, having independence celebration for, I think, for as long as I can remember, every time it's 21st March. Even last year, there was celebration that was scheduled, obviously, for the masses to come in, and then the weather was not so favorable. Can we talk about that? Hold on. Last year, this time around, it was 21st March, right? That we couldn't actually go to the studio, the stadium, and President Tumwona Ndaitwah had to be sworn in at the State House. Yeah?
So, okay.
So now, really, it reminds me of something.
Was it raining last year? Cause
this time around, it was.
Oh,
it was because of the weather that it was shifted to her being sworn in at State House.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I didn't really you know.
Perhaps because you were in the north at the time.
Yes, that's really, the thing.
Yeah, probably because of that. Now, about actually continuously making party celebrations, let me put it like that, in very basic terminology, in this celebration that cost a lot of money, and we're talking about obviously infrastructure development, about the heart of agriculture that the president obviously wants the youth to venture into, and not only her, a lot of economists, a lot of people. Do you think at this age, now that we are turning 36, at 37 and 38, we should still be going out and spending lots of money on independence celebration, or perhaps maybe divert finances other way? Or you think, let's keep doing what we're doing now for the people?
Well, as we all know, some people might be against that, and some might not be against that, but yes. The way they actually did it this time was really nice. And I feel as if they can keep on doing it this way, because in this way, a lot of people will engage in this. The people who also didn't get a chance to ever attend independence events will have a chance to actually attend and be part and see how things are being done. But on the point of the, this thing of, the money and the finances, and I just feel as if the money that is being invested in the independence events and all that is, it's really, I just feel as if it's really a lot of money, and this money could really have been invested in something that can actually add to the country's development.
Something that
can actually add to the country's development, which can also help reduce the unemployment. For example, maybe they can build a clinic, or no, I'm talking from my personal years. Maybe a clinic or a school, or just something that they can just improve the country's development.
You know what?
Because our country is still developing.
I had not thought of it the way you're putting it right now, but certainly I concur with you. I agree with you. The statement to say the way they did it this time around, thumbs up. I also really am for that way, right? For the way they really brought it down to the people, regional level.
Yes.
I'm grateful for that. But I feel like moving forward,
moving forward,
let's rather say this year's independence, we're going to upgrade so-so-so school, or we are going to upgrade so-so-so, I don't know, maybe the money will still be channeled towards subsidized education or something like that, but something more tangible that we can see.
Yes.
For this year's independence, we are going to buy beds for Katutura Hospital.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's nice.
For next year's independence, we are going to buy or renovate, or what is that hospital now? Engela District Hospital. That side of Oshikango, you know? And Nana Samwedi. That, I think, is the way to go now.
Yes.
Enough with this. Let's go out and party. We can still do that maybe now. Yes. Or whatever.
Yes.
But I don't think it's necessary anymore to keep doing that.
Yes.
I would appreciate, of course, our president speaks to us via digital platforms, and thumbs up for that. She would still be able to embark beautiful words to us that, you know, maybe calling for peace, let's continue, and maybe, I don't know, the trajectory we are on or what kind of stuff. But let's rather use that money for something that is tangible, you know, we can hold with our own hands.
Yes. And then when we hold that thing, when they hold, okay, let me say, when they actually do something with that money, it is going to make us happy. I'll be so happy to say that. No, my country is actually developing, and the government actually did something. No, don't talk about my government like that.
Yeah.
They are doing something.
Yeah.
They are actually doing something. I'll wave a flag for them.
Yeah.
And yes, that, cause us talking lovely about our country, yes, they can do independence events cause we are engaging and we are showing, it's a way of showing patriotism and whatsoever. And but let's do something. Let's be like, no, this year we'll have something cutesy and something nice where we just maybe have something at State House, and then we talk to our country and lovely, lovely. And then we just inform them, no, maybe this year the money that we were supposed to use for our independence events, we are going to use it to do this.
Exactly.
Yes, we are going to use it to do this, and they should actually really, really do it.
Exactly.
Yes.
And if they can't do away with celebrations, maybe if they decide, okay, we are going to build or we are going to renovate a particular hospital, right? But they still want to give out to the community. I think they can buy knickknacks, chips, and stockings for the kids at school and distribute to them, and that's it. They've done their part.
Yes.
But anyway, we have a scheduled commercial break. Let's pause for that. We'll be back now.
Yeah. Yes, it was my knickknacks.
Yeah.
Pogora okuhinga wari kohio dungo, peha joku hinga wuri kohio dungo. Pogora okuhinga ondapo jiyuthwa, peha joku hinga ondapo ya pitirira. Pogora okutaguru kira po mataguru kiro, peha joku pita o warasha ampoka. Pogora ishewe okurundura o mataera we, peha juu kukutu. Pogora okuninga shukasho mojira mo katevetu, eto kupita o umwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about, of course, how perhaps the money could be channeled, which way the money could actually be channeled for independence. Something tangible, and this idea popped in my mind because of you, Vicky. So something tangible that we can really say, this time around, like for instance, it's worth applauding though. For instance, for how many years was it said apparently Central Hospital did not have hot water? I don't know if Katutura Hospital has hot water.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. No, Katutura Hospital does not have hot water. Mm-hmm. Fine, we've put hot water in Central Hospital. What about Katutura Hospital? But because I'm certain it does not have hot water. But speaking of correction, I'll find out. Nonetheless, so this year's government, under the Ministry of Works and Transport, Minister Veiko Nikundi, and I believe in collaboration with the Ministry of Health, instilled hot water or geysers at the Central Hospital.
Mm.
Mind you, this is a hospital which also has women going to give birth, maternity ward. And imagine giving birth to your little one and your body at that point has just gone through massive drastic changes, and now you're going to bath with cold water. So thumbs up to the government for that.
Yes.
But the question also comes in to say, what were our previous governments doing in this aspect? Yeah? But we have been celebrating Independence Day. Couldn't that money be used for hot water?
Yes, exactly. We have been celebrating Independence Day. As we all know that our education sector is is it one of the sectors with the highest unemployment rate, government jobs things?
I'm not sure if it's the highest.
But it's also high.
I think it is the highest. It is
it's also high, right?
Probably followed by health.
Yes.
I think it is the top.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why can't they actually embark on something like that? Just do something about it. Just build, even if it's just one school, and then you build another one after 3-5 years, and then you just employ, for example, okay, maybe the health sector is kind of moving a little bit, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe from what I've seen, but right. the education sector isn't really moving, yeah. It's not really employing that much. And I just feel like they could use that money for something like that, actually. They can even at least build a school, a primary school, or just a secondary school, and then they employ, at least how many teachers?
20. In one school. Maybe 30, I don't know.
Maybe 30. It's also fine.
Exactly.
It would also show that they actually did something. We will be so happy to hear that this minister actually built a school. Mm-mm, don't talk about our minister. Don't talk about that one. She built a school, or he built a school. Don't,
yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. You know what? You're really giving me wonderful ideas. You know what? In terms of the education sector, you say the ministry could build schools, right?
Yes.
The ministry could build schools, and but what's coming in my mind is that why not help education graduates? Because one of the things that our 8th administration is looking into is also strong early childhood development. And I also give credit to our current minister, having been Minister of Education, having been long into that sector. I think she understands that if you want a child to do really well in their grade 12, then you need to start at their grade 1. You understand? That's a fact. If you need to start at the foundation has to be really strong. Now, how about, here's my idea. This is my idea. We lack proper kindergartens, preschools in our communities. I'm talking about Windhoek. I'm talking about villages, not just in the rural areas, but in the urban areas as well. We lack those schools, unless probably it's a private school. There are very few schools in Windhoek, from my perspective, that are really strongly teaching children how to read and write. Yeah. You know, a child who's in grade 2 should be able to read efficiently, not struggling. Yeah, with a few words, but should have been taught the basics of A, B, K, D, you know? You know what they call phonetic alphabet.
Yeah.
But at this point, an average child in grade 2 doesn't even know how to read, right? There are some statistics that the Minister of Education actually said a 10-year-old child doesn't know, on average, it's 8 out of 10 don't know how to calculate. I don't know the basics math. You understand? So if we can get now the qualified teachers to come in and let's help them. Where are you from? Well, I'm from Onga town. Perhaps you can think of starting your own kindergarten. We can help you. We can help you buy the land. I'm sure it won't be so expensive. We can help you get the equipment.
Are we talking about the graduates?
The graduates.
Okay.
The graduates, because perhaps there are not enough schools to really absorb them. Yeah, there are not enough schools to absorb them. How about helping them start their kindergartens? And they can charge, the community around about $300 per month because they are getting quality education. How about ideas like that?
I agree with that. But how does the government come
in helping them?
Yes, helping to reduce this unemployment. Like, but it's really concerning because the way this education thing is going, a lot of graduates and no job, obviously every year people graduate and every year people are enrolled in the course. Yes.
Are you getting my point though? Those ones that are unemployed, the graduates, perhaps the government can then help them start preschools.
the government can
or
help
even
them.
Private or even their own private schools.
If the government can help them,
if there's like an opportunity for them to reach out to the government and say, you know what, I'm starting my own school and I need your help. And actually sometimes it's us people who don't reach out. Because
I also agree with that.
Because I think if you knock at the office of the governor and say, okay, I'm a graduate. I did really good and there's this lack in my community. I want the office of the governor to help me start up my preschool. I think sometimes it's us.
Sometimes it's also us. I agree. I really agree.
Yeah, because I don't think the governor's office
would think. That's a nice point. And yes, please, let's start doing that. Let's also start like looking out for opportunities. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's also start doing that. Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I hear you, man. So really, that's quite interesting, and I think there's a lot to be discussed. There's a lot on the table that really needs to be ironed out for us to be able to really enjoy the fruits of Namibia.
As a strong and independent country.
Of course, still talking about perhaps opportunities that young people can go out there to grab for themselves. What do you think about you know, our leaders have been speaking a lot about agriculture and adventuring into agriculture. Now, you know, a lot of people don't want to get their hands dirty. I personally, I'd rather be on radio teaching you guys how to actually dig the garden.
I did agriculture.
Yeah.
In grade 12. Yes, I did agriculture. It's really nice. It's, yeah, there are times where you just look at your field or your land or just go outside and you'll be like, can't I put a tree here? Even though you don't really, you're not really that kind of a person. No, you maybe you never planted a tree before, but you know, and you always look at that thing and you'll be like, that place, and you'll be like, I think it would be nice if there was a tomato, a tomato tree, or what do you call it?
Yeah, yeah, tomato, tree. Not tree, but yeah, shrub, bush.
Shrub, bush, whatever. Yeah, or maybe, carrots. We do that at the north.
Oh, yeah.
My granny loves, she loves plants.
Yeah.
And the really not cool thing about, the north is that, you know, there's,
the sand.
The sand. Mm-hmm. No, you can always do something about the sand.
Okay.
But the predators and the pests.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
There's always that lizard. The thing is, it just came out, and then tomorrow when you come to check, it's no longer there. It's really sad. But my granny never gives up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's just do something. Because sometimes we're like, no, the government must give us some, must send us maize and what. But we can actually grow tomatoes in our yards, and we can do something. It's not always just the government.
It's not always just
I don't have a job.
Yeah,
or
the
what.
Government
no,
is not giving me a
let's
job.
Let's also learn how to be independent on our own. Because actually, seeds aren't that expensive.
No, not really.
Not at all. Even if you can buy tomatoes from the open market or from shop right now, but you can also get seeds from there, and then when it comes to agriculture, let's not just say the government.
The government can give
us subsidized can help us with some subsidized
items.
Because there are these subsidized schemes, and the government also really helps, most especially with the people that are struggling, such as the old people, the ones that are really, really economically struggling.
Yeah.
But us young people,
no,
I don't think we have to struggle at all. We need to get out there. When it comes to agriculture, we need to get out there and we need to do something about it ourselves. Mm-hmm. We can't just let the government do everything for us when it comes to agriculture.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right. You're so right. Yeah, we really have to play our part in terms of agriculture. Yeah. And I think you don't always have to start off big. You can start off small and grow in it, you know. That's why we have people that we call horticulturalists, that they are doing their own thing. Sometimes not something so great, not something so big, but it's sufficient, you know. We have people that are selling butternut that were actually planted in their own family yards or family, I don't want to say farm because we don't really call them farm in the north, you know.
Can I ask?
Big. Yeah.
Does
feminine land maybe?
Does self-employment reduce the unemployment rate?
I'm not sure.
Because I'm actually thinking about it now.
Sort of, yeah, because you are employed, sort of. Because even when the Namibia Statistics Agency releases the results of unemployed youth, they kind of break them down in of unemployed people. They kind of break them down in different categories.
Oh.
So they do note this are self-employed, this are employed in so sectors, this like that, like that. So I don't know.
So in that way, it also kind of reduces the unemployment rate.
It does, to a certain extent, because, yeah, it does, but only to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. There are people who are self-employed that are making sufficient. Yeah, I know they say money is never enough, but they're making sufficient, a good livelihood. Mm. And then you get those who are self-employed, but they are only living from hand to mouth.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. I could not really say that elevates or reduces unemployment rate because it almost counts as if you're not employed, you know? Oh. As much as you're selling your kapana and some fat cakes and what, it's only enough to get you and your kids and your family going for a moment.
But I feel like I, as much as I'm educated, I can't just say no, I'm educated and I have an honors degree, or okay, I have my honors degree and I also did my master's. Yeah. So if I don't get job, I'll not do anything else. Do something that will help you get something in for yourself. For example, agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And agriculture really relieved a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you just plant, you do something, is it the surplus?
Oh.
Surplus.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Surplus, right?
Supplies. Okay.
Yes. You plant for your home.
Sort of like a profit. Hold on. Let's pause here. This is a scheduled commercial break. Sorry.
Egameno jomau yerele koko marungura, kalishe ashike upsaka diopa uteknika, oliriwo omkundu opashigwana, upsaka diopaliko, no hashivuro okuya moshipara, uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshinimo mtumba gonamibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition onvomao vigajo mirongo mbalina hamano, iikondo epangero mahanga no gopa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu isanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa metete. Tekero esikwa mirongo mbali naga ali siko mbali naga nega apiriri mwa vigali mirongo mbali na hamano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge Movenduka oshiparashi kundathanwa okwanja gane kuyerere kombinga uko shoki wopa ungomba ano saiba hejin kene una okuironge kidhira omashongo oko marungura no marongo kehopopeko jerongizo jo marungura na iru inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mboka tamkatuma akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamkapewa ompi ito yom tugumwe awedho apo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba ogotungoka otakukakara o VIP cyber gala dina nuyere ronji wa maisha angizo no mapura apuro kwatathana nayo konraje tatu imwe onda tuyatano omgoijeari nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele pwepanja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda do inawa nune udo otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi tayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the eye.
Okay, and we are back. This is certainly Life Lessons on your number one talk radio station. Well, if you're joining us for the first time, thank you for joining us. We are always here from 1900 hours to 2100 hours, bringing you interesting topics on life. And of course, as the show says, life lessons, and take, so we can learn the lessons that we need to learn from them. Now, indeed, today we're talking about Independence Day and also reflecting on what has been, what is, and perhaps what is to come, and yeah, giving our two cents contribution on what we think will also be best and to be incorporated in the near future as we celebrate Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vicky, it's a pleasure having you once again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you were saying something about agriculture and surplus and
yes.
All that.
Yes. About that, I was just saying that we should actually produce more than what we actually need, if I can say it in that way. Cause in that way, we can actually get something out of it.
Get a surplus. Though.
Yes, we can get a surplus. That's what I was saying, right? Mm-hmm. We can get a surplus in this way that you meet your homely demands,
mm-hmm.
you feed your family, but you produced more than what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You produced more than what you need, and you can actually use that to bring an income.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can use that. You can use the extra, which is the surplus, mm-hmm. to bring an income.
Yeah, which of course you will be able to sell and be able to buy other things as well, because of that income that is coming in.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. You know what? My grandparents, at our communal land that we have, we generally always used to produce more in terms of mahangu, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then they would, even though they would send us mahangu and send, you know, and stuff like
that,
we still had quite sufficient. And so sometimes almost every year, we would sell some of that mahangu.
Yes.
So my grandfather would sell and we still have enough for next
year
and stuff
like
that.
Which is what I'm actually trying to emphasize on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what my grandfather would ensure is that the whole field has been cultivated. You know, you get some people who, I don't know, it's whether it's laziness or it's, I don't know, you know, but sometimes sickness comes in,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps they are not able to, you know, cover the whole field.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
sometimes it's also maybe, are you talking about, about the cultivating part?
So some people cultivate only part of their land and then leave another part which is not cultivated, which is really not, you know, nice and stuff like that.
And they could always, people in such cases could always apply for subsidized schemes.
Oh, yes.
Because the government can help.
You can always apply for subsidized schemes such as subsidized reading schemes, whereby you go to counselor's office and then you apply for it, and then the government they might send a group of people who can actually help you with that weeding and cultivating anything as long as you really are struggling with something and they can really see that this person needs help, they can actually help you. They subsidize.
I certainly believe in reaching out, and I do believe in also not keeping quiet and suffering in silence. I'm not that type of person who likes to rather let me suffer in silence. I like to reach out. Of course, that doesn't mean reach out to everybody, but have specific targeted. Sometimes you think about it to say, you know what? I think let me go and ask my neighbor for some advice. Yes. They might know more than I do, and that would really help.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they should also not take advantage of the fact that the government helps sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They should also try on their own, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, cool. You wanted to ask something before that.
Did I?
I thought so. I was reading your mind, which sounds very psychic. Anyway. Yeah, I thought it looks so.
Right.
Yeah, but now in terms of education wise, are we not dealing it in the aspect of employment per se, but in terms of education wise, how do you think Namibia has done and is doing? I mean, at the age now of 36 and how our government has been doing in terms of education wise, what is your take on it?
Okay, I just completed my grade 12 I would speak on my personal point of view. I don't know if everyone is going to agree with this, but I just feel as if a lot of people are being thrown out of the system.
Ooh.
Not a lot, but quite a
I feel a like
number,
a lot too.
A lot, yes.
Mm. With the AS
yes,
system,
yes, due to this AS system, because, yo, not everyone is meant for AS.
Yeah, ne?
Not everyone is meant. If you don't... Or let me say, if not everyone is meant for AS, because AS is really tough and you should really be prepared for it. That's why we always go through counseling and they ask you, are you willing to do this? Or are you just wasting an extra year that you could have actually went to an institution or something and... because I just feel like this thing of AS has really thrown out a lot of people out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And the grade 11 thing, without 3Cs, you cannot go to AS. And
I really feel like that needs to be changed.
Yes,
you know?
I also feel so.
I don't personally like the new system myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had my neighbor, she got a B and a C and a D symbol.
Mm.
And she had to stay down
doing
NAMCOLA for one subject, which I felt like it was quite ridiculous.
Mm.
Yes, I'm sure the motive behind it, unless if she was then allowed to enroll a certain course at the university, which is not a bridging course, you understand?
Yes.
But right straight into a university course, then I think I would agree with that. But otherwise, I also feel like AS has thrown out a lot of people from the system of education.
Mm.
And I think when we go ahead, we're going to have more unemployed, people who have not completed, have not reached tertiary level and have also not really done so good in terms of high school, you know, or secondary education. So I feel for some reason it needs to be revised.
Mm.
In general, I would say I feel like the government from the get-go has been doing quite much in terms of education, which is applaudable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just some of those decisions that we need to be revisited, you know. But otherwise, in terms of education, I think the government is coming through. But I certainly think that a lot of youth and a lot of learners are becoming unserious with their education,
yes,
which I attribute to cell phones now, internet, that they are exposed to. Yes. Most of them has become all about, TikTok, and it's become all about, which I believe a lot of parents have to cut down on screen time.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're going to have a bunch of people whom education was sort of made available for them, but they never attained to it because they were too busy on their phones.
Yes. And, this AS thing again, a lot of people, not a lot of people, but a lot of learners, they actually don't take it, they just don't take their school serious anymore because they feel neglected. Like, if you don't get that 3 C's, then you failed. But it's not actually that you fail.
No.
If you get, I may get 3 C's. 3 C's are just 15 points, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
3 C's, just 15 points.
Five, yeah.
It's 15
five,
points.
Six, seven, yeah.
But one may have a B, a C, and the rest D's. But I may have 3 C's and 3 E's. But the person with the B's and the D and the C and the that person may have a lot of points. So I feel like they could have actually went with points instead of these 3 C's things. Because some people are like, ah, man, I don't think I'll get 3 C's. Maybe I'll just get 1 B, 1 C, and E's or D's, like. You understand?
Yeah.
Now people are like, ah, I'll not go to AS. I'll just end in grade 11.
Yeah.
Cause they are not really encouraged.
Mm.
They are not really. And the way people are making AS seem, AS really is tough. But obviously, if you have to, if you want to, you go there with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go there, you would have to, you have to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we should go to AS. Please, let's go to AS.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you should go to AS. But the way people are making AS seem, it's as if AS is something very big.
Mm.
If you go to AS, you will fail. Some people even come out of the exam hall and they'll be like, don't go to AS. AS is tough. Don't go to AS. I advise you not to. But just, do it. Do it. But I just feel like the government went too hard on us with this AS thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It expects someone to be more determined, and you have to give in your all.
Mm.
Like, you really have to give in your all.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, AS, it also really, how should I say, it prepares you for tertiary institutions.
It does.
And cause whatever we're doing here, whatever we're doing grade 11, and whatever we are doing here, it's really different. It's not even part of, cause you are saying our school is, AS is tough. I'll just go to IUM or to NASTO. Yes. But whatever you're everywhere, it's just tough everywhere.
Mm.
But I just feel as if the government went too hard on us on this AS thing and like throwing people out of the system only because you don't have 3 C's.
Mm.
Yes. If I just feel as if they went too hard on us with the AS.
I hear you. And maybe with time, with a couple of years, we'll be able to determine which one is really working, which one is not working. And thankfully, education leaders tend to obviously look at the statistics and compare also how it's going and maybe revise it as well. So but nonetheless, we have a scheduled commercial break popping up, so let's
dive into it.
It's at 2100 hours, not at 8.
Okay.
So really, in terms of that, I think with time, when they do make some revisions and realize that, they went too hard on the, on the learners, the parents themselves are complaining, the learners themselves are complaining, maybe hopefully there would be some changes that have to be made and go with the points maybe, opposed to going with 3 C's.
Yeah. And the teachers, our lovely, beautiful teachers are also really, really giving in their best to make sure that we understand this AS policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because for someone who doesn't, because some of us, we really need attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in order for you to, because some teachers, they really give in their all, but then there would still be this one learner who doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to reach out. And I don't think there's any teacher that would ever say no to you when you reach out. And let's reach out, guys. And let's really try. Let's go to AS and
try our best.
AS is, let's go to AS. AS is the best. We should do AS, guys. Please.
If you can really.
If you really can.
Yeah.
And please, please don't say, I'll just end in grade 11.
Yeah.
Please, guys.
Do your part.
Mm.
I hear you. I certainly hear you.
Cause you know, Nip, there are some people, they just say, no, I'll just end in grade 11. I don't think I can get the points to go to AS or the three C's. But at the end of the day, they always get those three C's and then, yeah, and always have self-esteem. Because my sister used to tell me, like, you're so nice because you're like, you, because for her, she never used to see herself there, but she actually got there. And then she was like, I can't even believe you are saying that you'll be going to AS one day. I never used to say that about myself, but yeah, keep on doing it. Just keep on telling you that you can do it and you'll
and
get
you will.
There.
And yeah. You will. So in other words, you're saying have that positive energy, exactly, that confidence exactly. That I can do this.
Yes.
But it's true. The moment you start off negatively, where you're kind of like wondering and scared and just skeptical about whether you can really do it, the moment you start doing that, it's sometimes, most times, you're really, really already setting up yourself for failure. Mm. And sometimes you end up doing well, but you could have done better if you had gone in with a positive attitude, with a positive mindset, as opposed to beginning with a negative mindset.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I wanted to ask, cause I myself also, I also don't understand this thing about the subsidized education.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I always hear something new about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, until now, I'm still asking myself how this thing
actually works.
And I would really like if you maybe enlighten me and whoever else that is listening and doesn't understand, if you maybe know more about it, just to know how this new policy
actually works.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is a topic that we covered on the Reading News Analysis. On the Reading News Analysis is actually the news bulletin that I host on Monday to Friday from 1300 hours to 1430. It was thoroughly more dealt with alongside the CEO or the acting CEO of NSFAF. Since now NSFAP is being integrated into the ministry. But from what I can remember from that is that subsidized education is now looking to cover first year students who were never given NSFAP. Okay. So it's first year students only who are going to university for the first time. Not necessarily those that are coming fresh out of school, but rather those who are going to university for the very first time to be covered, their tuition fee,
non-tuition
fee
and registration
fee and all that. And so then the university covers, then NSFAF covers that and it's not a grant, it's not a loan. Oh, is it sort of like a grant? It's not a loan. They don't have to pay back.
Oh,
right?
So we don't have to pay back at all.
Not have to pay back.
That's lovely. Thank you, Namibia. Thank you. Thanks to our freedom fighters and the people who made it possible for us to enjoy all this. We thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's a but to that.
Oh, but
it covers only students that are coming and beginning now. It doesn't cover those that have perhaps
already
going
signed
to take,
the contract.
And it doesn't cover. No, but those ones who had already signed the contract, from what I heard, they're still on the system. Obviously, they don't fall out and stuff. But then it's restricted, you know? Unlike other people who have. But also those who are going on for a second degree, they're also not included and that kind of stuff.
Oh.
But yeah. But should anyone be listening who wants to maybe still listen to that conversation, maybe you can head over to our podcast session, and that is Eagle FM Namibia or website, and maybe just search free education, something like that.
So it's on the website.
On Eagle FM, sort of like, with Happy Juju, something like that. You might be able to find something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Otherwise.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
This is really exciting.
Yeah. To be a Namibian and a Namibian youth, you know, I used to brag and say, I'm still a youth, of which I was. I think this year in November, I'll officially be removed from the. Wait, youth is from which? Is it not to? I don't want to disclose my beautiful year. Anyway, so being a youth in Namibia, I think we do have opportunities that are available to us. Sometimes we just need the right counseling, the right push to occupy space. I feel like we can thrive right here in the land of the brave. You can thrive, but you have to be very determined, and you have to be very focused, and you have to put yourself out there. Be alert and grab opportunities as they come.
Exactly.
Don't waste them. Even educational opportunities, grab them as they come.
Do grab them, please.
Exactly.
Yes.
Nonetheless, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. We'll bring you a commercial break, but do stay tuned. Oh, and our studio line is open. Sometimes when I'm enjoying the conversation, I tend to actually forget to invite you. But yeah, you are invited to partake in the conversation. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. That is 083-288-401. Should you be interested in telling us about what you think about Namibia celebrating 36 years of independence, and what's your take on this, and where are you celebrating from? And yeah, just your opinion and your contributions. Well, you're welcome to do just that. For now, let's pause right here, take a trip to the marketplace, musical break, and we'll be back shortly. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back. And now, of course, let's also take a listen to another nice, wonderful song. I somewhat wanted to see, I want to play Legendary Father, by Blossom, because, the tribute she gave to, former president Hage Geingob. But I don't know. I don't want to invoke some memories. So let's go with another one.
Of course it's Linda, this one is bigger, alongside good boy Zigzag and say. Of course it's Linda, this one is bigger, alongside teachers and what she demand. One leg in the water, another one in the fire, we come. Dangerous combination. A blister.
And I believe one day I'm not a singer.
Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
I'm also not a singer.
But I want to believe that I can sing, especially when I'm in church.
I used to sing when I was in high school. No, primary school.
Yeah?
Yeah, I used to sing. Uh-huh. But now...
I don't have the voice for singing.
My voice
I always wish I did.
Me too. Like, everybody wishes they...
Could sing.
Right? Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I believe that everything is going to be okay for Namibia as a whole, for individuals, even for those who are celebrating, maybe not even celebrating, who feel like, you know what, I've been going through, or who have just practically been going through a lot at this particular point in time, and they feel like, what is there to celebrate? I think at this juncture, I always, you know, kind of like get that one wrong. I would say everything eventually will be okay. Yeah. Whatever you're going through at this point in time, on this 21st of March, 2026, maybe life has not been so good, education-wise, career-wise, family-wise, whatsoever. Please do listen to this song of Linda and Peterson. And even for Linda herself, I believe that things will be just okay, you know. There are certain challenges that we do go through, but eventually we do come out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. I feel like we all face some different situations, and yeah, there is always that thing that you can always do to actually get you out of or make you feel better. So yeah, just try something. Maybe listen to music, sing, talk to someone, and yeah, you can always overcome it.
Yeah, you can always overcome it. Mm. It might not be, it won't be the end of the world. Things will get better, right? It will get better, you know. Lately, actually, particularly yesterday when I was on my way home and we had a conversation about certain situations that you've been in and you've overcome them.
Yeah.
You know, there are times where you are in a particular box or in a particular dark cloud all over you and you feel like you will never come out, but you eventually will, you know, just even as, I think, us celebrating Independence Day is a practical example of that, you know.
Yes.
Let's bring it down closer to home, closer to our own lifestyle, personal lives, you know, there were people that where colonialism was taking place and things were very hard then. There were certain things that you're not allowed to do. Racism apartheid was dominating at that particular point in time. But here we are.
Exactly.
I would say we are in harmony and all that kind of stuff. Yes. But I still also wanted, I've been thinking to myself that inequalities still exist. A lot of colored people are staying in Havana, Horia Khabdem.
Oh, really?
Wherever. Of course, I mean dark skinned people.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're still staying in the Khramadulas. And then we come this side of Clean Windhoek and Clean Cooper. And except you are the CEO of some particular company as a black person, or you are this, you mainly cannot even afford to buy a house here. Or talk about even buying a house in Katutura.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's quite, so inequalities still do exist. In my opinion, please, we still have a lot to go, a long way to go.
Yes, we
do. So let's also do away with favoring certain people because of color.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's hidden, you know, not really put on display, but it's happening. I mean, if you really analyze how things are, I don't think we are equal, so to say. You know, some people are still favored more above other people and that kind of stuff, and
but this thing of some people live at Havana, some at Clean Cooper, Clean Windhoek.
Yeah.
I just feel as if it depends on how economically stable a person is, okay? Because you know, those colored ones, they I don't know how, but they always tend to have more money. No, they always have
most of them, to be honest, I'm not the person who likes to talk on racism and stuff
like that. Yes, me too.
Yeah, but because most of them, have high positions in companies. Yeah,
exactly.
And when you compare the education level and the qualifications, you will realize that the black person has more qualifications than they are. But they're just not having that position.
Why don't we have those positions? We should also have those positions.
We have a few.
Yeah, we do have a few, a few, but why? Yeah. But yeah, let's also strive so that we can also get there and also end up having those lovely positions, and so that we can also come and live here in Klein Vinduk and Klein Cooper and just live the Havana lifestyle and just come here. Yeah.
And it boils down also to our government. And I think I also want to still say wonderful for those who are really in the 8th administration now, because they're talking about not
in the what?
In the 8th administration, like to say the government now, the ministers, the cabinets, and the president and all those. They did bring on the table to say they are looking at other alternatives of building houses for people, not just the usual way, brick and mortar, which is what we have been focused on. Let's also maybe look at other alternatives that are efficient.
Yeah, which is a really nice idea.
Yes, because if I can't afford brick and mortar, then give me something that is more affordable, that I can still have
something
a decent.
Something nice. Yeah? Something decent.
I don't think we should be having kabashus in the capital city, honestly speaking.
I also don't feel like, but I also don't feel that we should be having them, but economically, you know, there are some people, I'm not saying, okay, there are some people you can buy them, give them a house with water, electricity. But at the end of the day, they still end up not having electricity in their houses. They still end up not having water, paying water bills because they cannot afford it. But they can actually pay, $20 or, this water public. Those things. Yeah, I just feel like they are not meant to live that way, but some depends on the
situation.
Yeah, situation.
Okay. You know, let's talk about something that I've come to see on social media about some people saying Vambus, I can't really recall it very well. Vambus should not wear, or Damaras should not wear Vambu dresses. And then one other time there was a governor who wore a Damara Nama dress, and apparently she didn't put on the head covering well, or blah blah blah, or this and this and that. Just something about dressing code, like stick to your dress, to your still culture. I don't know if I should let you come in first before I say my contribution. What do you think?
No, why? It's not right.
Thank you.
It's not right.
No, it's not.
It's not right at all.
No, it's not.
It's not right because. Why? That's also part of what you call racism.
Discrimination, and
discrimination. Like that, you're actually discriminating that person and letting that person from their rights because you have the, why wouldn't you want the person to wear?
I think whoever wants to wear an Oshuambo dress, let them wear it.
Yes.
Whoever wants to wear a Damaranama dress, let them wear it. Whoever wants to wear a hero dress and decide that they're not going to put that, thing with the horns on, let them wear what they want.
Exactly.
You understand? We need to stop this thing off.
Because our country is independent. We can do whatever we want.
And guess what? Guess what I was saying? I think if I can next year, or perhaps, I don't know, somewhere this year, I want to make me a Nama Damara dress.
Do it.
Out of or Dalela material.
Yeah, do it.
So I can show everyone how we are one.
Yes.
Incorporated.
Yes.
We shouldn't even be saying these things. We shouldn't even be complaining that you wore a bamboo dress, you wore a Damara dress.
You are not even
a bamboo. I feel like it's not even necessary for us to even, talk about
it. Yeah, we shouldn't.
It shouldn't even be existing. Like, why are we doing that?
You
we
should even be proud. You should be like, you look very nice in our dress.
No, not your dress. In my dress.
Thank you. Yes, you look very... We should compliment each other. Why would you actually go that far?
We should embrace cultural diversity.
Exactly. Let's embrace culture and diversity.
Yeah.
Let's not do that, please.
Yeah. Which is really not necessary.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Yeah. We are one Namibia, one nation.
Mm.
It's the small, unnecessary things that really divide us, which are definitely
one Namibia, one nation. It's said for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't neglect that. Let's not know. That person is wrong.
Completely.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Namibia for you. But otherwise, I really feel like we are people who are quite united.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, we do have those differences which we need to be ironed out and whatnot.
Yes.
But I would say we are quite united as a nation.
Mm.
We are the peace, we spoke about the peace, right? That is that I think is very much underrated. And the fact that other people from whatsoever nation or country can come here and occupy space and have a job. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, generally we Namibians don't complain about, you're from a foreign country and you came and took my position. No, if the person is qualified to take it,
yes,
then so be it.
Yes.
Of course, when we're talking about things like sort of to say, a certain company that only takes a certain tribe, for
instance.
Do we do that? I don't think so.
No, I don't think we do that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying if things like that were happening, of course, then people will speak out.
Yes.
But otherwise, I love how Namibia really allows diversity, allows different people to occupy space.
Unity.
And we don't go on about it, opposed to other countries or a particular country where xenophobia is really a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
it's something worth applaud.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So Vicky, I know we spoke extensively about education.
Mm-hmm.
Giving out some really good points out there that maybe we think the education minister can try and incorporate, and also about what the undergraduates themselves can maybe take up. Yeah. But in terms of, let me say, our tourism sector.
Mm. Yes.
We have a wonderful country.
Mm.
And we do have people also that feel comfortable to come and live in Namibia because of the peace and the landscape, the dunes. We've got a lot to offer.
Yeah.
The Etosha National Park. So many things that we have to offer.
Mm.
How perhaps do you think young people can also take up their part? You know, we have a lot of people outside the country who are sort of like influencers. They travel and they show the world our Namibia. How do you think we ourselves can really do our part in, let me not say selling our country, but rather do our part in advertising our
nice
country
work.
And for people to come and then visit us, which brings in more money and also boost our GDP?
Yeah. When you say influencers, I was also I would like to go on that, cause that's one way of one of the strongest ways of actually advertising our country for all its beautiful things. So I think that we could actually start taking up this in content creating and influencing more cities. And in that way, yes, we will advertise our country. And you are also, on this thing of becoming a content creator and an influencer, if you go big, if you become something big, you can also earn something from that. Or you can just decide that, no, maybe I'll I'll maybe start up my own thing that has to do with tourism. Maybe come to me. So I do this. I can take you for a tour or just start up something nice, maybe craft or something, and you advertise it. Maybe people will start coming to Namibia because of you.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just feel like we can also start taking part in that sector, the tourism sector, cause, you can start doing craft, you can start doing, cultural dances, maybe your own, what you call it? Auditions. Mm. You can start singing. Is that also part of tourism, if I may ask? Cause maybe I'm.
Yeah, I think so. Because yeah. If you're, let me say you're singing and you're showing off all this cultural, landscapes or all this, cultural diversity and landscapes in Namibia in your video.
Yeah.
That would be a way to
promote. Cause I feel like you can do it in a way whereby you can also attract tourists. Yes, you can also attract tourists. And yeah, how does it contribute to the GDP? Mm-hmm. GDP. Okay.
Gross domestic product. Right?
Yeah, gross domestic product.
You know, okay, let me perhaps come in, not necessarily asking you how it contributes, but rather just saying it will help then contribute, because when we have tourism is another sector that helps contribute to Namibia's gross domestic product.
Yeah. Right?
So when more tourists come in, more money comes in, especially now that we have gone e-visas, now we're charging on visas. We no longer accept those countries that did not reciprocate or did not give us back visa free, you know, to Namibians, and yet they were enjoying visa free here. We're now charging them. So money coming in and stuff like that in terms of tourism then contributes to the
gross national product.
Yeah, I think it also plays its part.
Highly.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel as if it contributes more to the gross national product than the gross domestic.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, these tourist companies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when they give back to the government. Yeah. In that way.
And then indirectly now contributes.
Yeah. Also,
to GDP.
Yeah. Because, I'm just advertising my craft and selling my craft here. Like that, it's giving to the gross domestic. But gross national, they go to places like Etosha and they go to places like Etosha and what else?
So many places. We have a lot of places and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, let's pause right here. Like I'd said, our studio line is open.
083-288-401
is the number in studio. I repeat that. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. Should you be interested? Yeah, but, okay.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge Pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora esatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Okay, and we are back. Like I said, this is the Life Lessons. We have been keeping you company this whole time. And of course, every beautiful thing does come to an end. Do beautiful things have to come to an end, though? Who came
indeed
up with that thing?
indeed.
Yeah, no? So, yeah. It has been a wonderful conversation as we're talking about Independence Day. We don't know what you have been up to and what are your plans moving forward. And, you know, the fact that Independence Day is on a Saturday this time around is quite also nice.
Yes, because a lot of people are engaging and a lot of people are watching, listening and celebrating.
And they don't have to go to work.
Yes. You actually spend the lovely birthday with your family.
Exactly.
And do educate your little ones about this lovely day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think last year Independence Day was also on a Saturday.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I can't really remember, but it was.
It was, ne? Yes. Hold on, let me confirm. I think last year. Independence Day. No, it was on a Friday. Then it must have been the year before. It was on a Friday, which is so very nice.
Yeah.
Because then it's a nice long holiday. Mm. Friday then was a holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then becomes a holiday. But then when a public holiday falls on a Saturday, then you don't get Monday as a holiday. And I trust and believe. So the previous year of 2024, it was on a Thursday. So I'm guessing that probably next year is on Sunday. And then Monday becomes a public holiday.
Which is also lovely.
Which is nice. Yeah. Because then people get to not go to work. Mm-hmm. At least some people.
Mm-hmm.
Not all people.
Yes, but we should really celebrate this day and we should really, really educate our little ones about this day because some of us didn't really... That time, some of us weren't really, it's Independence Day, what we are just playing. The only people that actually understand this day were our guardians and the elder ones. Mm. So let's educate our children. And yeah, also in school, yeah, at school we do get educated about Independence Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the kids,
yes.
They get.
And then
grow.
They'll come from school and be like, is tomorrow Independence Day? Yes. And then you educate them more about this lovely day and then do celebrate this day as if it's your own birthday because you would not even have been celebrating your own birthday if it wasn't for those lovely people who went out to go and fight for this lovely freedom that we are actually enjoying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you would not even, please do, let's do honor the people that went out there to fight for our freedom and to make this lovely day happen. We are actually breathing. We might not even have been here if it wasn't for them. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's honor them.
Talking about at school, the kids do get taught about independence. I was thinking about it because kids have been celebrated independence on Friday.
Yeah,
and I was saying, I was reflecting to say, when I woke up my kids to get ready for school, they got, I didn't even have to. Even if they set their alarm, they most likely won't wake up. They'll switch it off and go back to bed, and I have to wake them up. So, interestingly, when it's casual day, then I'll have to go with...
They're always excited.
They're excited. I'm wondering, is it because it's casual day and they get to wear their own clothes and, Or what exactly?
Not only their own clothes. Uh-huh. Traditional.
Yes.
Attires.
They don't struggle to get up. My kids don't struggle to get up when it's casual day. But suddenly when it's a normal school day, then we have to struggle getting out of bed. And it's just like,
Oh, they were also excited.
I guess so. Lovely. They were quite excited. Oh. And sometimes they get to also have to say something, like maybe President Huhu once said, and that kind of stuff in front of other
people. They learn a lot. They learn a lot about independence.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is actually good.
Yeah.
Even at university also, they get to do something. Mm. And I think those people in the diaspora, in other countries, you know, outside Namibia, they especially make it a big thing, you know? They really make it a big thing to celebrate independence or celebrate anything that has to do with Namibia, because it kind of makes you feel at home.
Exactly.
And also when they see, independent celebrations on live on TV, on being live streamed, I think they follow and it makes them feel at home, which is really nice.
Yes, it's really nice. Yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But overall, what's your last say, maybe even to the Namibian people out there as you come to our conclusion?
To my lovely fellow Namibians, I would just love to wish you all a happy Independence Day, happy birthday, Namibia. And for those who have celebrated this day, my main concern is how we celebrate this day. Mm-hmm. We should really, really honor this day. So my main concern is to those who actually really appreciate and really celebrated this day or really honor this day as much as I do, because I really honor this day. And I also thank those who went out, those who made this day possible. Mm-hmm. I thank them so much. Even though some of them might not be with us anymore, I still honor them and I thank them so much. And I also ask my fellow Namibians to pray that we keep on being an independent country, because we never know when this might be taken away from us, as we can see what is currently happening around in some countries. Let's nourish and cherish this lovely day and this lovely opportunities. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And
May
I give thanks to some people?
Of course.
Yes.
Shout out.
Yes, I would love to shout out to my family. Thank you guys so much. I love you all. Thank you for listening. To those, whoever is listening, we thank you so much. I thank you all so much. It was indeed a privilege again to have me and to have you listening to me. Thank you all so much, my family. I love you guys all so much. Mwah. And my friends, my supporters, whoever I told and made me feel like, yeah, you were supposed to be here. And this, whatever you're doing now, thank you. You've worked hard and I have really worked hard to be here. And I feel like one day I'm going to come back here and I'm going to sit
and be
on
the
this.
Host.
Yes.
And be the host.
One day I'll be on that side.
Exactly.
Yes. Thank you all so much. Thank you for
the
support.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Miki, thank you so much for being here. Mm. Yeah. You're definitely going far with, journalism. You definitely, and media.
Yeah.
I see potential in you and I definitely see that you will, soar onto greater heights. I wish
you
so all
much.
The very best.
Thank you so much.
Okay. It's been a pleasure having you. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the conclusion of today's beautiful conversation on Independence Day with Vicky Hailemo here with me. And like I said, Vicky is a journalism and media technology student. Now, I wish you a wonderful Independence Day, Namibia, and celebrate wisely, of course. Celebrate wisely, get home safely. Remember your family. You still have family to go to and family that loves you. So take care and be safe out there. From Indafa, happy as usual. It is goodbye. Adios. Ta-ta. I'll see you again next time. Same time, same place.